Okay, first off, tell me, how did you end up in Mozambique in the situation that you guys were in?
So I was part of a group that went on a birding tour to Mozambique. The plan was to go and see a few of the rare and endangered bird species that occurs in Mozambique.
And in which part of Mozambique was this? Whereabouts?
So the incident occurred about 30 kilometers south of the Zambezi River. It is basically in central Mozambique. The incident happened on the EN1, between the EN1 and Inamitanga Road.
Could you recount how it started just before it happened? How was the atmosphere? And then what was the first thing that went through your mind as things started happening?
Sure. So we left the camp that we stayed at just before sunrise. So it was quite early in the morning. And we were on our way to the destination where we were supposed to do some birding. The atmosphere was we were quite excited because it was our first day in Mozambique. And without any warning and out of nowhere, we suddenly just heard shots being fired as we were driving on this dirt road. And the next thing, we just saw two gunmen appear from the bushes. And I could see the one kneeling down, and they were firing shots at us. So it was quite a shock to see and realized that they were actually shooting at us without any warning.
And what happened then?
Then instinctively, we shouted, get down, get down. So we tried to take as much cover as we could. Luckily, the driver was able to keep his cool, and he just stepped on the gas and tried to get out of there as soon as possible. So we kept on driving and got ourselves as far away from them as soon as possible.
Were any of you injured? Was anyone hit during the shooting?
So during the incident, about 6 to 7 shots were fired at us. Fortunately, there were no serious injuries. The driver of the first vehicle sustained minor injuries to his wrist, and the Australian passenger was hit in the knee. And then our car was hit by 2 bullets. And luckily, the bullets came to a stop just before centimeters from the back of the seat where we were seated. So fortunately, we were uninjured.
How many vehicles were in the convoy?
We were 2 vehicles, and we were followed by a 3rd vehicle that left the same camp as us. The 3rd vehicle fell behind a bit, and after we drove through the area where the incident occurred, they were stopped by the gunmen and dropped off all their possessions.
Okay, I know you're going to try to be a big brave man and everything. How did it feel? What were you thinking?
Yeah, it's difficult to say the emotions that go through your head. I think when it occurred and when I realized what was happening, it was obviously quite a shock, but it felt quite unreal. A lot of things goes through your mind, and I think it's only when you sit down after such an event and think through everything that happened that you realize the extent of it and what could have happened. And we're just very grateful that we were able to escape with our lives and that no one was seriously injured.
Do you think you'd go on one of these expeditions again?
Sure, that's a hard question. My heart wants to say yes, because Mozambique is a fantastic country and it has a lot to offer. But unfortunately, the risk at the moment just doesn't justify it.
Did you speak to any of the international visitors afterwards? What did they have to say?
Yeah, so we had 2 international visitors in our group, one Australian and one British visitor. I think they were just as shocked as we were, and I think they pretty much went through the same emotions as we did. Yeah, so I think they basically felt the same as us. Yeah.
Sounds insane, and I've been planning a trip to Mozambique. Might have to change my plans now. Frans Hendrik, I hope you're feeling better, and I'm glad you didn't get hurt though.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, thanks for your time and thanks for speaking to us.